Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. I've come to a decision today, a difficult one, but it's a decision. Since July is just a few days away, and there's an audio mode challenge in the making, in the works, and I'm sure everybody knows about that, and I'm thinking, what a great way to challenge myself even further if I deactivate my Facebook account. Why? I've noticed there's two types of people. There's the Facebookers and there's the anti-life after Facebook people. I want to see what's on the other side of the fence. I want to see and feel and experience life without Facebook. For 30 days, I'm going to try it. And depending on after how the 30 days goes, see if I open it up again. I will say this. I do have my other Facebook for my blog and podcasting. However, I never log on to that one because I'm not connected to as many people on there as I am on my personal page. And I'm really tired of the game playing, the spying, the reposting of just, you know, pictures. And that's what I was doing. I was just scrolling through and go, oh, I like that. I'll repost it. Repost, reblog, all the same thing. And, you know, I had my family on there, and I don't talk to them. And, you know, it's kind of like I really don't, not that I don't care, but I really don't care. And it's summer, and I just want to see if I can do it. Because, you know, you get into a habit, and then you, once you get drawn in, you know, like today I'm off and what was I doing? I was on Facebook just scrolling and, oh, look at that and look at this. And I don't want to do that anymore. And besides, I want to put more time and energy into my website and my blog. And that's why I got it. It's challenging to me that way because I'm always learning something new. New plugins and changing the layouts and, you know, doing content. And that's fun. And I don't care if people don't read it or don't listen to it. It keeps me occupied in times of, you know, boredom. And I like that. As opposed to just scrolling through and, oh, they're going to go to the beach today. And, oh, they're doing this. And, oh, they're doing that. And I want, I guess, real connections again, where, you know, you meet people and you talk to people. And I'm looking at it as if those people that I've met, Facebook, or, well, most of them are my family and good friends that I've met online that, you know, I allow to come into my inner circle, my inner sanctum. If they really want to know me and really want to keep in touch, they will find a way to reach out to me and say, hey, how's it going? You know, what's going on? What's, you know, are you doing okay? Are you still alive? That kind of thing. I will say I admire my man-child because he's deactivated his account. He had one when he was in high school, and they deactivated it, never reopened it, that one up. And then when he went to school and made new friends, and then they graduated, you know, from the one program, well, he wanted to keep in contact with them. So they all talked him into getting a Facebook, and he opened it up, and then his family found out he had one. So my mother friend requested him and his sister and his brother and, you know, he was getting tired of people seeing what he was doing. And he says, you know, the monotony of it all, and just, he said, no. I suggested Twitter because it's, you know, just easier to me. You know, it's just like, I don't know. And I guess that's the other thing too, is all the other social networks that are out there. So that's what I've decided to do. And then I am going to add that to my blog, kind of like on a daily, you know, thing of how I'm doing and how I'm getting along. So that's what's new in my world. Laterness, people.